I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, forecasters warn subtropical storm Alberto could still cause some problems after its Memorial Day landfall yesterday. Though the storm has weakened, forecasters say it's still capable of potentially life-threatening flash floods as the system spreads over much of Alabama and large areas of Georgia. Patricia Atwell is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We do still have a flash flood watch out that includes the Atlanta metropolitan area. It's going to be very similar to yesterday, where we have showers off and on with some thunderstorms possible by this afternoon.
Atwell says the bulk of the storm should pass through the state by this evening or early tomorrow. We'll continue to bring you updates as the storm develops. Eight people died on Georgia roadways over the Memorial Day weekend. That's according to the Georgia Department of Public Safety. As a new work week begins, the National Weather Service is warning drivers to take it slow due to rain from Alberto. Designer Zac Posen's new fashion line will be on the runway today, but the runway will look a lot like the aisle of an airplane because that's what it is. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is debuting its long-anticipated line of new uniforms for flight attendants. Posen designed the passport plum-colored outfits. Gone are the dark blue and red uniforms. Posen is scheduled to appear at a Delta Airlines fashion show at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport this morning in Atlanta as employees take on the new uniforms on flights all across the world starting today. In sports, the Atlanta Braves lost their Memorial Day matchup against the New York Mets 8-5 last night. Braves starting pitcher Brandon McCarthy had a tough outing, giving up 5 earned runs and 9 hits. Atlanta still holds a half-game lead in the division. They'll play the Mets again tonight at 7:30. The growing use of e-cigarettes among high school students has Georgia school officials and police warning staff and parents of the potential dangers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that e-cigarettes are now the most commonly used form of tobacco by kids in the United States. The CDC says the belief that e-cigarettes are less harmful than other tobacco products has contributed to the rise. Hall County School Superintendent Will Schofield recently presented information to school staff and parents in his county. After months of delays and technical issues, the retractable roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium is set for its final construction phase. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that starting today, the roof will be locked open for 10 days straight. After that stretch, AMB Group says teams will need a few more weeks to complete the automation process. When fully operational, the roof should be able to open and close in about 12 minutes. Problems with the roof delayed the planned opening of the stadium last year, and it has yet to function as designed. The NFL says it wants the stadium roof open for the 2019 Super Bowl, which will be held in Atlanta on February 3rd.